It is a Tuesday afternoon. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show. It is Women's Day today and it's Women's Month, the entire month of August. And in this particular segment for today, we're chatting to a number of very inspirational women, but not only women in terms of where they are and making the difference in society, but women at the top echelon of business. And the Women's Day interview talking points today is with Lindy Caldas, our local business area chief financial officer for motion and robotics at ABB. Lindy, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You say that you are an activist in terms of women and also, you know, that responsibility of empowering women, because it is essential for women at the sort of top echelons of the structure of business to actually empower other women and create that kind of succession going through. What does gender equality mean to you then as a South African woman today?
I think overall gender equality to me means equal chances, equal ability to participate, equal income streams. It's really evening the playground. I think the definition has really changed for me over the years. And for me today, it's being a real presentation, not just a dashboard exercise on an Excel spreadsheet, but the real inclusion of women in all fields of our industry and workplace. Mm. In other words, really, really doing it instead of just talking about it.
Mm. I think that's the key, isn't it? Is that you're just not ticking the boxes, but actually empowering women and creating the capacity and the space for women to operate within a business structure.
Exactly. It's really important to formalize that in the form of programs if you want to really push the agenda forward, but also to walk the talk, right? It's both areas need focus, and in ABB, we are very proud to be at the forefront of all these formal programs where we actively talk about it. We have open conversations, and we also have programs where there's some awareness training that needs to happen before you can actually get the ball rolling.
Mm. I think that's the key. So how do you go about this with your capacity participating and creating those initiatives that advocate for women empowerment?
What we have at ABB is formal programs of inclusion and diversity. It's really in the form of workshops, in the form of training, in the form of having the conversation that's been taboo for so many years. So we really focus on the formal progression of these programs and initiatives, but we also focus on the talk. And I think that is a very important key, that the conversation needs to happen on all levels and that conversation is transparent and it creates a safe place for issues to be raised, because we are in a society where equality or the inequality of women is still there. We can't undermine all the work we've done, but we cannot be blind to the work still to happen. And that's where the discussion point should be at the forefront.
Chatting this afternoon to Lindy Caldas, local business area CFO for motion and robotics at ABB. Lindy, what are some of the challenges that you've encountered in your career, more so when you sort of have to ensure that all women are well represented?
I think important, and for me as an example, I'm not just a female worker, I'm also a single parent. And in South Africa, that demographic is quite widely spread. So for me, my challenges was to really be a key player in the industry, in the workplace, where people understood my circumstances. So today for me, it's also being accommodated. That accommodation is really important. And those challenges have always been recognized for me by senior players in my career. And that I really see important to carry through, to be that example of an understanding leader, and to create the space where a woman can be her best version of herself, despite her family circumstances.
Mm. So what is your view on the progress made by business and the corporate community in driving women empowerment? And I want to know from you, for instance, did you have a mentor, a woman who was a mentor that took you through the process and then eventually brought you into, you know, that being empowered and being the best of who you are?
Ironically, I had male mentors, and that to me is key, because without that understanding and support of my male leaders at the time, I would not have been where I am today. But I've also taken that forward in leading the way as a female leader. For me, it was really important for younger female workers in the organization to see what it looks like for a female to be successful, to be able to have a work-life balance, to be able to have a career and a family. So we actively have these conversations at ABB. We call it coffee talks. So we actively have random colleagues from all levels of the organization sitting with myself and other senior female leaders and having conversations about our place in the workplace, how we do perform work-life balance, and how we really get it right, because there are other women that have gone before us and have done that.
Mm. If you'd love to join the conversation, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567 or on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567. It is important for us, and as Lindy says, to have these conversations, to have the structures in the business, and to make sure that these things are in place within the business structure, not sort of haphazard. Oh, okay, we're going to appoint somebody now, and let's look around who is in the office. Oh, okay, maybe we could appoint her or appoint her. That shouldn't be it. It should be, you know, real structure, real business, real opportunities, and sort of, you know, the equality should be real. It should be felt, and those conversations should be had. Lindy, what would you cite as some of your major accomplishments in this regard to date, sort of both in your professional life as well as your personal life?
We recently just completed a leadership summit where we had some robust discussions. And I think, again, the emphasis on the conversation for me is big. We did not have this in the past where we could bring up hot topics, male and female leaders in one room, and really say it as it is. And even though some of those conversations didn't feel and flow that comfortably, the point was that the conversations was held, and that very clear directive was obtained from those conversations, with programs that we're putting in place, projects that we're kicking off, really leading from that leadership summit. And again, starts from the top. So if you do not send that message from the top into the organization, real change won't happen. At home, I'm a mother of two boys. So for me, being a strong female, leading two young men that has to have respect for women in the workplace, that knows what a woman looks like, that has aspirations, was really for me a personal plus point in my life. Not only do we need to give our females in the organization an equal place under the sun, but our boys too, and they need to work together hand in hand.
Chatting this afternoon to Lindy Calder, Motion and Robotics Local Business Area CFO at ABB. Lindy, one of the key things to creating an environment and a culture within a business where, you know, all of this can actually take place is to create what people very sort of openly and very loosely call a safe space. How did you guys manage at ABB to create that safe space to say, this is an open space, come and chat, come and put whatever you need to put on the table, and there is no retribution or, you know, I won't hold things against you? Because that's what a safe space is about, creating an open voice for everybody.
That is so true. And in ABB, we take it very strongly to heart. We've got, again, very big programs that address those exact topics. And it doesn't just address the inclusivity of women. It addresses the undercurrents. We speak about sexual harassment. We speak about trust in the workplace, respect in the workplace. And all of those have really strong programs that we drive into the organization. So this is not a dashboard exercise for ABB. We mean it. We want it. And we want to be the lead in the pack when it comes to inclusivity for women.
What are some of the changes that you would actually like to see happen at a company and a societal level to sort of increase that visibility and increase the visibility and you know, of women in a male-dominated industry?
I think faster progression. Again, we can't ignore where we've come from. I come from the typical South African society, so it's not just in the workplace where women need to be acknowledged for their role. It's really our society that needs that attention. So in the corporate world, you're going to not fix the whole social issue around equality. But the speed at which things are happening should be addressed. I think we are too slow in what we're trying to achieve, but the focus needs to be kept and that drive needs to be there, because only then we'll really get the speed that we need to implement all these wonderful initiatives.
Chatting this afternoon to Lindy Calder, Local Business Area CFO for Motion and Robotics at ABB. And we are chatting about creating the safe space and creating the real change that should happen in a business in terms of women. If you'd like to join the conversation, or if you've had some positive experiences in your company, we'd love to hear from you on 0214460567 or on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. You know, Lindy, I look around and I see, there are a number of women going into engineering. There are a number of women. A friend of mine, Gaino, is with the Barlow World team, and she drives a tractor and, you know, can sort of explain to the clients exactly what it does. We also see people, you know, women bus drivers, which we haven't seen, you know, in the past. And there's still very few women in the technology industry, and especially in robotics. So how does it feel when you have to stand up for yourself in a male-dominated industry? Or because of the discussions that you have, do you find that a lot easier?
I find it a lot easier these days. I think it comes from a sense of maturity, a sense of really owning my future. And there's a difference between how I used to view my one seat, my one female seat in the boardroom versus how I view now. I'm still very often the only female in the boardroom, but I see it as a challenge instead of a threat today. Ironically, our robotics business leader is a woman. So there are two women in the robotics business area that is running the show. And it's something to be very, very proud of. We've earned our spots. We've worked hard. We've competed against male counterparts. And we're proving that it can be done with the right backup, the right support, and obviously your own self-drive. I think that's always very important, that being inclusive and being included is also your own ownership.
Mm. What is your advice then for young women starting out their career path, especially in the sort of traditionally male-dominated industries?
I think go with your heart. Right. Today, the world is your oyster. So there is no limitations with regards to what you can study, or what career choices you can make. I see a lot of female counterparts that's gone into engineering, but we are not far near representation. So for my younger female counterparts, really go with your gut and go with your strengths. We can achieve anything. And for the older female counterparts, you know, it starts at home. Teach your daughters that anything is possible. Teach them that taking math is okay. Teach them that study engineering is okay. It all starts really at the girl child and showing her what is possible.
Lindy, as the dad of four girls and the granddad of three girls, you've just given me a lot of inspiration myself. Lindy Calder chatting to us, Motion and Robotics Local Business Area CFO at ABB. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your inspiration. And I hope that it'll be an inspiration to every single lady out there listening to the program this afternoon.
Thank you very much.